Hello there, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music features, and I'm down at the wonderful Zifferblatt again in central Manchester. I love it here. And today I've been invited to come and meet Wendy Smith, an event organiser, a Waterhead lass,
absolutely,
no doubt.
Then, yeah.
So thanks for coming to see me, Wendy. And there's a couple of things we've got to speak about today. Some really interesting things going on in Wendy's line of work. The main thing is that she's an event organiser for Musicians Against Homelessness.
Yes.
Now, it's a big sort of project that's going on. Well, it's kind of been going on since the beginning of the year, hasn't it, Wendy?
It started off...
For the music.
Yeah, it started off as an idea from a wonderful lady called Emma Rule, who volunteers her time on a part-time basis for Crisis, the National Homelessness Charity.
Okay.
And she wanted to do something more than just what she was doing at the time. She wanted to raise some funds to help to raise money for a Christmas lunch for a few of the people that she's seen over the Christmas period. From that, Musicians Against Homelessness was born.
And that's only sort of the beginning of this year, isn't it?
Yeah, this has only been a rapid growth. Yeah, it's been very rapid.
Yeah,
I think people, and this is what's been wonderful, is people have caught the vision and run with it.
Mm.
And they've seen that actually we can make a difference and that we can do something tangible to help. We're not always in a position to, and it's not always sometimes appropriate either to make direct contact and help directly, but by supporting this and this project, by having a good night out at a gig, paying £4 or £5, you can have a cracking night out and know that every penny that you've given is going to directly affect somebody who's in a very vulnerable position on the streets.
Yeah, and that must be very kind of heartwarming for you. And I guess you wouldn't have had too many sort of second thoughts when asked to get involved. Really.
And well, I approached them and said, I want to do this, I want to get involved. I was homeless myself for a little while when I was a lot younger. And you know, people are very quick to judge and make assumptions about homeless people and what their background story is. And actually, and especially in current climate, we're not that far, any of us, from being in that position. It only takes a system or one or two things to fail, and you could find yourself in that position. So it's not
okay. So obviously we'll talk about the music now though. And we've got this fantastic. Is it a couple of weeks? Is it coming up in September, October?
And
there's like a bunch of gigs.
It's amazing, Smedders. We've got a 3-week period where we have got just the most insane, talented, unsigned and some signed, some big bands getting on board and doing their thing live.
Yeah, at various sort of venues across central Manchester.
Across central Manchester and little towns.
Yeah.
Across Greater Manchester, I think we've got currently about 50, 60 bands at various venues playing live over three weeks. We are taking over.
Good, fantastic. And you're taking on, you're managing three of the events, aren't you?
Yeah, I've got the live room, I've got the Ruby Lounge, and one that I've got to confirm yet.
All right, okay.
It's a bit hush-hush, but we'll release that more near the time. But again, the live room and also the Ruby Lounge have been amazing. Live room, Anton has given us that venue for free, and the Ruby Lounge have given us a substantial discount. So so that, you know, the pennies that are being paid for the tickets are going straight to Crisis. Not one of us is being paid in any way, shape or form, not the bands, not the venues, for the time frame it's all going to Crisis.
And do you get the feeling that it's going to, I mean, it sounds like it's going to be a sort of roaring success and people are getting behind it and stuff, ticket sales and
we have been absolutely overwhelmed, and this is one thing that I did want to say actually, is that, you know, in Oldham you've got some fantastic venues and we are on the lookout because we have got bands itching to get on and do, you know, literally, Smithers, I've got probably 15, 16 bands that I know of that are wanting to perform and do something for MEH, but we need more event organisers, we need more people like me who want to step up and say, right, let's do it, let's organise an event.
So there's still scope for a venue in Oldham to put something on, even at this kind of
notice. Yeah, and it's a hotbed of talent, is our
Of course it is, as we both know
very well.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's good for support, and I know the Oldham people would get right behind it.
So who do they need to get in touch with?
Andy White. I'll send you the email details across, you can put that in. Andy White is our regional manager. Send him an email, express your interest, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, well, for the benefit of the listeners, I'll put that in the written article in the Chronicle. A couple of local or Oldham bands that are involved, I think they're playing at one at the Miners, which is obviously not far away in New Moston.
MEH gig at the Miners in New Moston, so it's just literally off Oldham Road.
Yeah, yeah. Is it OK Broken that are on
OK
there?
Broken, Madding Crowd. Madding Crowd.
Yeah.
And there's, I mean, he's got an amazing lineup down there, but yeah, a couple of Oldham bands are playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, really strong live.
Yeah,
really strong.
Fantastic. So I'd urge the listeners to get involved in that, and hopefully we might even get a pub or club owner or two to put something on in the town. That'd be fantastic. Okay, so Wendy's got that on, and she's got loads of other things on. She's just got a new job in the music industry, and also you are starting a new show on Miners Internet Radio, which again is at Lewis Place at New Moston.
Yeah, we're
the unassigned show, is it called?
Yeah, the unannounced.
Unannounced show.
Unannounced show. Sorry, yeah. It's all right.
Can't read my own writing.
It's all right. I can't read that, Smithers. Gosh. The unannounced show. So it essentially is a platform for unsigned bands and musicians and artists. You don't have to be in a band. It doesn't have to be indie. We've got no genre sort of specification. If you are unsigned and you're looking for a platform for us to, we want to play your music. Obviously, we're not going to just put any old, you've been practicing in garage for a day.
Yeah.
Let's get it on, let's get it over. We're not going to do that. If we, if in our little opinions, we think it's tight enough, we'll get it on there for you.
Yeah.
So again, if there's any bands in Oldham, this is a great first step.
I think you've already had quite a few, to be honest.
We've got a lot of coming through the doors for Miners. Yeah. But if there's any bands out there at the moment that are just starting off, or they're unsure, they want a bit of airplay, get in touch. We'd love to hear your stuff. And we've got scope for live nights and things.
Yeah. Is there a Facebook page? Or
there is. Miners Internet Radio on Facebook.
Right,
and again, I don't have the details to hand, but I can obviously get them across for the print.
Yeah.
But if you Google Miners Internet Radio, it's on there. It goes out once a week for 2 hours. And it's important to note as well that this show is generating a lot of industry interest. And we're getting a lot of other bands listening in. And so in terms of networking and checking out who's who, it is going to be the go-to place.
Has it started yet, or it's roundabout?
Starts on Thursday.
Well, obviously this won't hit the.
It goes out every Thursday online, so it's almost like a podcast.
Yeah.
It goes out online at 7 o'clock every Thursday. Is when the new episodes are released, but you can download it and listen to it at any point during that week.
Okay, that's wonderful. So thanks very much, Wendy. There's a couple of really interesting items there, and I wish you all the best with the MAH stuff and obviously your new radio show, and keep up the good work.
Thanks, lad.
All right.
Nice one. Thanks, Smithers.
See you later. Cheers.